Local companies don't appear to be too concerned about the potential food and fuel shortages on April 8th, the day of the eclipse, with upwards of 300,000 people expected to descend upon Bloomington. But why is that? Isabella Vesperini has the answer in this week's City Limits.
Eric Halverson is manager of corporate affairs for Kroger Central Division. He says Kroger is treating the eclipse and the influx of customers it will bring as if a winter storm or a holiday were coming. There are also multiple levels of suppliers Kroger can fall back on in case certain products run short.
Our traditional suppliers weren't able to keep up with the demand, so we went to the second tier, equally good product, same level quality, but a different provider.
Halverson doesn't fear there will be any significant shortages because companies are looking to profit off of the large crowds the eclipse will bring.
We have a number of different companies who are taking advantage of the concept as a promotional opportunity. Sun Chips, Eclipse Gum, you might see some extra Corona beer on the shelves.
Halverson is counting on the police's traffic plans for fuel trucks to make their way through traffic in case Kroger gas stations run out of fuel.
They would have the product here when it's not going to conflict with regular shopping hours. It'll be here when traffic is not a problem.
He says fuel suppliers are no more than 2 hours away from any Kroger location in the region.
Then our trucks and the vendor trucks can be out of the way and safely parked or safely back home so they don't get stuck in the gridlock afterwards.
According to AAA, auto fuel prices increase naturally with spring break travel, but are not anticipated to increase any more due to traffic on Eclipse Day. As of April 1st, the average cost of fuel per gallon in Indiana is $3.41. Mia Perry is store manager for the Starbucks on Indiana Avenue. She says she expects at least an extra 1,500 people to come to Starbucks on campus on Eclipse Day. She has ordered extra cups, lids, and food. Supplies should arrive during the week so as to avoid traffic congestion the weekend before the eclipse. She hopes to not run short on any supplies.
Today we've already run out of several items this morning. So unpredictable even day to day. So I don't expect to, but I mean, it's most likely going to happen.
The wait for an order may not be much longer than a normal day when there are multiple busy periods when students come after class.
Plan is, yes, to do mobile orders. And again, that's something that we can flex during the day. So if we need to shut them off for any reason, you know, if it's just, you know, unmanageable, we can go ahead and just shut those off for, you know, 15 minutes, 30, an hour, like whatever we need.
Elizabeth Barnhart is outreach coordinator for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. She says since the pantry only gets a specific amount of food each week from the Hoosier Hills Food Bank and a few farmers, it would not be possible to get more for the eclipse.
In order to up our order, I mean, we would need more space and we would need more volunteers and we would need more food from the food bank. So it's just not something that we can just do.
Since the pantry is not usually open on Mondays, the day when the eclipse lands, Barnhart says she does not expect a shortage of food. Even if the pantry were open, she doesn't think they would have faced any problems anyway.
I just think with the number of people who are traveling from either like different parts of the state or out of state, they don't know enough about community resources to even know to think that they could stop by the pantry.
Barnhart is unsure if more locals will be stocking up on supplies from the pantry the week before the eclipse. The pantry is open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Unlike most pantries, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard is a low-barrier, client-choice organization. That means that people can come in at any time without an appointment and take as much food as they need without having to give a reason why. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. And as a part of City Limits, we're answering your questions about the eclipse. You can read our reporting and submit your own questions at wfiu.org/eclipse.